Northern Portugal is known for its black grapes used in the production of world-renowned sweet port wine. Dry soil and high altitude mean fewer grapes, but also a high concentration of sugar in the grapes exposed to the sun on steep slopes.
Port wine is good because it's from here, from this region. We are in the mountains, so what we do is always in small scale, but with extraordinary quality.
Britain is the second largest export market for Portugal's port, and its impending exit from the European Union could affect port's $58 million annual business. EU laws protect geographical names of products such as port, champagne, parmesan, and feta cheeses, and their prices are higher outside the common market. It is one of the issues holding up a Brexit deal.
I don't think the Europeans will accept, the EU will accept a Brexit deal which does not protect feta cheese, parmesan cheese, or champagne wine. Also because the entire final Brexit deal will need to be ratified by national parliaments, 27 national parliaments. Can we imagine the Greek parliament or the Italian parliament or the French parliament having to ratify a final Brexit deal that does not strongly protect feta, parmesan or champagne? It will be difficult. That's why a deadlock on this issue may jeopardize the entire Brexit deal.
Britain could switch to importing cheaper sweet wine from Australia and South Africa as it looks around for post-Brexit trade deals. Both sides will have to make adjustments after Brexit. Britain's supermarket giant Tesco is opening discount food stores to compete with German-owned Aldi and Lidl. The chain puts an emphasis on local foods, and the name Jack's is linked to the name of the British national flag, the Union Jack. British Prime Minister Theresa May is promoting her latest proposal for a deal with the EU, which envisions Britain remaining in the European single market for goods only.
It's the only credible and negotiable plan on the table that delivers no hard border in Northern Ireland and also delivers on the vote of the British people.
But May's plan is criticised by both sides of the Brexit debate for either cutting off too many ties with the EU or not offering a clean break from the bloc. Europeans criticise it for wanting to keep the benefits of EU membership without taking on its responsibilities. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.